Just got a free coffee with my EarnIFI points.
Your what?
The points I get with the new EarnIFI app from BP and Amoco. I got 250 for signing up and more every time I fill up or buy anything in the C-store.
Oh, can you use points for fuel?
Of course.
And discounts and deals?
On anything.
Oh, like chips?
Mm-hmm.
Sodas?
You got it.
The actual slushy machine.
Only what's actually for sale. But you do get double the points for the first 90 days. Just go to EarnIFIRewards.com to download the app.
Available at participating locations only. App content is subject to change.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing.
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Nah, nigga.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Look at your balls, Todd.
I like sucking.
Put that dick in my ass.
Legit fat podcast.
I like China.
You work with retards.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
You are.
This is Legit Fat Podcast. We're so happy you could join us in this horse cockery. Allow me to introduce your hosts, Joseph, Jennifer, and Benjamin. Victory will be mine.
Welcome to Best of Bizarre News, aka Planet Retard Report. Wouldn't say I'm rebranding. I'm just kind of tired of coming up with new titles every time we do this. So for people who don't know what Planet Retard Report is, they'll find it under Best of Bizarre News. Enjoy with our guest, Barbs versus the World.
I think it's funny.
All right, so it looks like we are live, so we will start this shit up. Hello, people that are out there who are either awake or drunk enough, Corey, to watch this shit. So, hello. Yes, we started a bit late. I'm very sorry. We had stuff to do. So this is Planet Retard, and I'm Joe. Jen is here, and our guest tonight is the great Barbs versus the World.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me on.
Of course.
TikTok. From TikTok. I guess we'll TikTok. Say from TikTok. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's what like people know me as, because I have close to like 7,000 followers. It's like, I don't like that people know me as that. I don't. It's cringy.
Well,
why? TikTok's getting huge now. Why not?
It's been huge. It's just like, it's the CCP and it's so much propaganda and it's like so many actual literal fucking retards on it. So like,
there's retards everywhere, though.
So I gave TikTok so much shit because all it was to me was a bunch of like tween girls doing very cringy dances all the time. And I'm like, I don't want anything to do with that.
Like Charlie D'Amelio and the other ones, like all of them, like got like Bryce Hall, like all of them got famous. All these like hot, like young teenagers.
Was it back when it was Musical.ly?
No, this is like during the pandemic, right when it switched from like Musical.ly to TikTok.
Now, it has its place, and I put some stuff up on there, but I'm not invested in it. Like, we have way more on Instagram, and that seems to be the place for now until
I enjoy
I get booted.
Instagram more. Like, I have less, like, followers on Instagram, and it's a lot of people I went to high school and college with, but I just enjoy using Instagram more. Like, I've muted the people that are getting married and having kids, so, like, I'm good on that, but, like, there's better memes and like there's better like content for the things I enjoy like on Instagram, like rather than TikTok.
You can't argue with the TikTok algorithm. Apparently that's what made everything blow up. But
they flag you if you put the clown emoji in a comment or you call someone a clown. They say that's like bullying or harassment and they take it off and you get a strike. That's happened
to
me.
A cartoon emoji. Come on.
Okay, how long do you think until death to clown emoji? T-minus what?
I mean, they already took the gun one off years ago.
I feel like two more updates. They made it a water gun.
Yeah, there you go.
Like two more
right.
more updates.
I forgot that. That was Joe and my favorite thing to do when we were having a bad day. We just put the emoji that had the flat
cheers.
Face and then with the gun next to its head. Oh, cheers.
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 Yeah. I should open one in front of the mic. Hang on.
That's my thing.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
even
do that this time.
Crack that cold one.
Go, you crack it.
It's cool when you do it.
All right, so we got some news to get into tonight. Very, very stupid news, as Trump would say, the best stupid news. And we're going to start with this. This isn't stupid. This is actually, sorry,
Dad. I love
Dad.
How you led with that.
Sorry, Dad. I let
no,
the Telegram people know.
At all.
No,
and why would you lead with that? This is very actually necessary and serious.
It is.
Yeah, and that's why I won't put it at the beginning. But so my dad is going in, the Batfather is going in on the 23rd for colon cancer. Jokes aside, he's got to get a section of his shit taken out, and probably going to be living with a colostomy bag, which he is not stoked about, even though he is the father of all of my fart and poop jokes. He's not very stoked about this. So there's a GoFundMe, and I know, GoFundMe kind of sucks with a lot of things. My sister did not know this and set this up. Anyway, so there's already over $1,000 raised, and the goal is $10,000. And hey, give what you can. If you can't, then just, like I said in the Telegram, pray or use your candles and crystals in whatever manner you use them. We'll be happy with that, too. But if you could, that'd be awesome. He's not stoked. Nobody's stoked about it. He's going to be down in L.A. for like 3 weeks or some shit getting his poop chute taken out. That's not cool. So, you know, do what you can for him. All right, let's get on to the funny stuff. Let's take it up a notch.
Wait, can I like interject like with like empathy to that or like some like relation to that or no?
No, we don't allow that here.
Oh, okay. Then never mind. You know, women and our emotions and all that, you know, we're crazy.
No, tell me your feelings. How connect with empathy?
No. My grandmother got a colostomy, and she had, like a colostomy bag, and like she was still like a badass bitch that like ripped vodka shots, and like she was like, I know your dad's gonna like come out and like survive this, and I'll definitely share the GoFundMe and force my man to like donate to it and stuff. But I really do feel sorry, but like I hopefully I'm not speaking like out of term or like too far ahead of myself. I think we are at that place with some like technology and like medical advances that like he will be okay even with like the colostomy bag.
I think so. So from what I can tell, it's stage 2A, which is probably worse than 2A? Just two. I don't
know. 2A. I didn't know they had two. I didn't know they had letters for cancer stages.
I didn't
now.
Know that either. I'm learning a lot
they must
of
have
stuff.
Stages of the stages. So stage that A makes... sounds like 2A is probably like the better.
It's like marginally the beginning of worse.
Stage. No, it's like when you're writing an outline. That makes sense. Yeah. Like you.
That's what I was going off of. Yeah, outlines from English in high school.
100%. Yeah, but I got you, girl.
The cool thing is that he's in really good spirits, as he should be. He's my dad,
fuck
obviously.
Yeah. No, good but for him. He should be.
My mom is probably not as stoked because she's going to have to like take care of him for a long time. And luckily, my sister is here. Both my sisters actually are here to kind of help out with that because we have jobs and they don't. So that works out great.
Listen, most of us women don't have real jobs, all right? No offense to Jen, but like most,
Jen does have a legit real job.
I have a legit real job.
Yeah, I hate it a lot.
She has a better job than you, honestly, Joe.
Yep, it sucks.
Not true, in my opinion. I would way
if the market
to do
was better,
does.
The variance in pay would be crazy too. She'd be getting
well, I
so
guess
much more
not
money.
At the moment, but like you know, there's like years where it's better.
Yeah.
Anyway,
all right, let's roll into this first story. So this is I use this as one of the as the picture, I guess, on the thumbnail. But it's a pack of blue dogs was found roaming near a shuttered chemical plant in Russia. So I love that they put those two things in the headline because it automatically makes you assume it's because of the fucking chemical plant. And make your mind up on that what you will, but it says the something factory has been closed.
The Jeskinoskye Orgestklo. I can't speak Russian very well. I'm going to have a Polish accent with it. The
Jeskinoskye
Orgestklo. I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. So it'd probably be easier for me to pronounce if there was Russian letters, but with all these English consonants,
yeah,
all
that's
stuck
what I was
together,
gonna say. Because I know how to read the Cyrillic alphabet. My mom forced me to do it.
Well, that would be a lot easier than the Russian or the English translation. Mm-hmm. So anyway, this factory has been closed for 6 years, and blue dogs have been seen roaming the area almost ever since. If you're watching on video, of course, you can see these. And it looks funny. It looks like they were like they dropped them in some baby powder or something. But apparently they're like
antifreeze or blue. Like blue Gatorade.
Like if there was a dog that you saw walking around that was blue, you'd assume it would come off at some point.
Isn't like the obvious thing, Blue's Clues? Like, isn't it that it's they're all like Russian copies and Chinese copies of Blue's Clues? Like they're fake copies of Blue's Clues. That's what they're trying to do, right?
Who knows? It says, why so blue? That's the question people in Russia started wondering when a pack of bright blue dogs was spotted near a shuttered chemical factory this week. And this is from, let me check the date. This is from, oh shit, this is from 2021. Anyway, so it's old news now. The photos were first posted by this dude on a Russian social media platform, prompting confusion, concern, and comedic jabs. As the strange pictures spread, so did the demand for answers. Because the dogs are spotted near this place, a network of chemical factories that closed after going bankrupt in 2015, it's likely they were exposed to a chemical residue. So that's the going.
Were they test subject dogs?
That's what it's some Stranger Things shit.
That's fucked up.
I feel like they were like chemically tested on. But the thing is, Russia has a problem. Like most like underdeveloped or like poorer countries do have a problem with like stray cats and dogs. Like it is a thing. So I guess they might not have been test dogs. They might have just rolled around in these chemicals just because they live there. In America, I would say 100% they probably are test dogs, but like I know from like just like the like small little farm towns in Poland and Ukraine, and even like going to like the Balkan countries when I was younger, Croatia and all that shit, they have a lot of stray animals and people just like, it's not like in America, like where we like put our dogs in strollers and like take them to cafes.
Which no, they have that problem in Haiti too. That's why they eat them. There's so many of them.
Wait, no, they actually eat cats. I heard they actually eat fucking cats.
So the question I have for this, though, is that this article, as of the time of posting, was 6 years after the fact. And if you look at the pictures, if you're watching on YouTube or Rockfin, it doesn't look like they rolled in something. If they rolled in something, it would be patchy. These dogs are a shade of blue. So it says the dogs may have rolled in copper sulfate, a bright blue ingredient used in the manufacturing of plexiglass and hydrocyanic acid, which the factory once produced. The bankruptcy manager of this place agreed that it was likely homeless dogs are running around the area. Perhaps in one of the buildings, they found some kind of chemical residue and rolled in it. Okay, so that's a good Occam's razor response to that. But Mislevitz shrugged off responsibility for getting the dogs back to a normal color or helping treat any side effects caused by their possible exposure to chemicals. He said, I cannot bear the cost of capturing homeless animals and their sterilization. That's a true Russian response. I love it.
That's a Russian great Russian accent.
Yeah. The Russian news agencies reported that the city would round up the dogs, so the city's taking responsibility. They sought to investigate the canines and treat their blue color, although according to local officials, the dogs were not in any real danger. So copper sulfate, super safe to eat. So there's a couple more pictures on here, and look at how they're different shades and stuff. Like,
what is
I'm wondering if this
sulfate,
is genetic.
Though?
I don't
what
know.
What is copper sulfate? What is it found in? Like, is it like
the Statue of Liberty? I don't know.
Pennies?
It's really weird because if they're having babies and they're turning out blue, they didn't just roll in something.
Yeah. No. Because when you said that would be patchy, I started looking at them, and I'm like, no, you're probably right because it looks like it's growing blue. That's what it is.
Yeah,
and that would be in their genes at that point. If they're born blue, I guess it would. You'd have to see how they look when they're puppies.
Yeah, so if copper sulfate,
maybe in like their genetic makeup, like whatever mutation that breed had.
Yeah, if it made it to your like reproductive things and then copied itself, then maybe you'd be blue. So this dog actually looks like it did roll in something. I'm gonna play this video because there is a video of these dogs. So let's see what this video has to say.
Why is this dog blue? That's what scientists in Russia would like to know, and they're looking for any, wait for it, blues clues they can find. The cerulean canine is one of several who were recently found near an old chemical factory. Despite their unusual hue, vets say they are healthy. They eat and drink as they should, and blood samples came back normal. The veterinary clinic where the dogs are staying is ordering more tests, including a toxicology run-up on their hair to see if they can get to the bottom of the mystery. The dogs are currently in rabies quarantine. They'll be fixed, and once they've recovered from that, they'll be available for adoption. The clinic says it hasn't gotten any offers for the blue dogs yet, but who wouldn't want a sweet blue pet like that? This is Inside Edition Digital.
That's great. You'd think if they rolled in something, you could just give them a bath and they'd be fine. But it looks like they were in a
kennel. It's
Did you
not
see
like
one
it's.
of their arms looked shaved and it looked like their skin was actually blue?
Yeah, I was gonna say it looks like when like your pet gets fixed, whatever blue dye they use like to mark it, or like I don't know if they do that to dogs, they do it to
Oof.
cats.
Yeah, there's something genetic going on, especially since they're stray dogs and in the vicinity of a
It's
Russian
also
chemical
like
factory.
really so like I'm gonna like try to draw a parallel like to I guess the our American healthcare system or like autoimmune disorders or like people like me who are fucking sick all the time and my blood work always says I'm okay, or doctors are like, well, we don't know where this is coming from. And when I heard that, I'm like, yeah, bitch, like clearly there's something wrong with these fucking dogs. Like they're not just blue for no reason. Like they're not like Jen said, like you could see it when like the arm, like their paw was shaved. Like it's blue. Their skin is blue.
Yeah, and so they actually have a different in this article. It says, oddly, sightings of bizarrely colored dogs have happened before. As they usually say when something crazy happens, they're like, no, this happens all the time.
All
So it
the
was
time.
August of 2017, a dozen blue dogs were spotted in Mumbai, India. In the Mumbai case, about a dozen dogs turned blue because of a manufacturing company was dumping illegal waste into the Kasadi River where the animals often swam. The dumped waste likely contained blue dye used in detergent and other chemical products. So listen to this one though. This is in Mumbai. So as a result, the pollution control board of that place shut the factory down. One of the dogs was captured and was judged to be in good health, and the blue tinge of its fur washed off easily. Okay, so we have that.
So
So
that
what
was
about the
stopped.
Russian ones? Did they wash off? No, doesn't look like
No,
they washed off.
that was dye, clearly, but this one isn't. I feel like if you
No, because dogs, like, if you get it's like semi-permanent hair dye, it'll wash off eventually. And dogs
what?
shed so fucking much, they would shed it out and they'd be normal colored within like 6 months.
I
So.
watch all those dumbass like Real Housewives shows, and all these bitches dye their dog's fur, and then like 2, 3 weeks later, the dog is back to normal fur.
Oh, yeah.
Like not the whole fur, but they'll do the ears or little paws or like stuff like that. And then like 2, 3 weeks later, the dog is back to white, brown, whatever the fuck it is.
Why
So
the
it's
fuck do
clearly.
they dye their dog's fur? Those selfish fucking
It's
bitches. Well, they're
American
rich
people.
women. They're rich women who have drinking problems and mental issues, and they're on camera. And it's something I would
Oh.
like to do because I already do that in real life, just no one's paying me for it. I
Would
don't
you
dye
dye
my
your
pet.
dog though? Because I want to shoot someone
No.
in the face if they would
Oh,
dye their
no.
dog
No,
a
no, no. I
color.
would never,
I
never,
say
ever
awful things when we're
dye.
on YouTube Live. I'm sorry. I didn't
No,
mean that. I wouldn't shoot you in the face. I wouldn't shoot anyone in the face. I'll stop talking
it's
about that.
okay.
No.
Fuck
Also,
them.
Fuck off.
shoot. Listen, you want to be Dick Cheney? Shoot me in the face. I don't care.
No, I just mean it makes me very angry
No.
that someone would want to dye their animal
I wouldn't
when.
say it makes me angry. I just think it's like kind of gross. Like, why are you doing that to your animal and why are you spending money on that?
Because
Like,
it's
they don't
America.
understand.
Well, you're not supposed to put it on your scalp. When you dye hair, you shouldn't put it on your scalp. Are they
Oh,
being
I've
really
dyed them.
careful to make sure that they aren't getting it on their pet's skin
Well,
on
they don't
sensitive
do it
areas? That's fucked
themselves.
up.
They don't do it themselves. They like take these them to like these fucking like I guess rich people groomers. I don't know. Like,
Oh, they have stylists for
yeah. Oh
dogs.
no. Oh yeah. I watch all these like Real Housewives shows and like reality TV shows. 100%. They have. I just watched a dog wedding
Jesus.
like back from like an old episode. Like they have stylists for no. 100%. I don't know how careful they're being though. I wouldn't say it, 100%. It's unethical. I wouldn't say it's torture, but I think it's fucking gross and pointless. Like why the fuck are you
Yeah.
doing that to your dog?
No, just let the
But no.
dog be with its fur. It
Feel
likes the
free to
taste of its
shoot
fur.
anyone in the face, Lollipop. Like, please, you have all the right to.
Maybe someday.
Well, hey, I see people popping into the chat. Besides Tim, Murph, Any Word, who I haven't seen in a bit,
JV.
and Jesus is in there.
Hey,
Hello, guys. I'm writing in Dr. Shiva. What?
hey.
What, for president? I don't know. Let's go to the next one, though, because this is Planet Retard, like bread and butter here. This is from the
Oh,
New York
yes.
Post.
I
A
love the New York Post. It's such a garbage publication. It's great.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the best for Planet Retard for us.
Oh, homeless people don't even use that shit. Like, homeless people won't even touch that.
No, homeless people don't even know what the New York Post is.
No, they
They're like,
do, and they
what?
won't even use it as like toilet paper.
Oh. So this is actually in a couple different. I chose the New York Post one because they're very reputable, as you know. A giant penis sculpture erected in City Square Park or City Square sparks Italy. Outrage.
Penis.
Quote, disgusting. There is a video to this, which I will also play. It is. So listen to the description. Call it the artist's magnum opus. Giggity. A sculpture of an enormous veiny phallus has been erected in a... they had to say fucking erected,
Boner.
Too. Outraging... Oh, this is in Italy. Outraging the online masses who deem the colorful manhood monument disgusting and a piece of crap. Dubbed to see una cosa grande, you're a big thing. The 39-foot-high leaning tower of penis sprung up recently in the Piazza Municipio in Naples, Italy. So look at this picture. It's well done. There's no balls. It's just the shaft and the head. It looks like it's inflatable. Like somebody took
Why
the time
is there
to...
no balls, though? Why do we forget the balls? Why do
because,
we forget, like... I don't know.
Do people in Italy not have balls? I don't know.
They're uncircumcised. So, Europeans are uncircumcised.
Oh, and this is actually from... Oh, this is October 10th. Okay. But
no,
it
this
says...
Is
yeah, it says the artist Galano Pesci died 6 months ago in
is
New York City
Joe
at 83.
Joe Pesci? Is he, like, related to Joe Pesci?
I would imagine. Aren't most of those people related over there?
Oh, yeah, they're, like, all inbred. They're just, like, Irish.
So it says, stunned tourists gathered around the snap photos of the not-for-safe work of art, which is inaugurated today at a soiree featuring Naples mayor, who cares, the rainbow-colored nobilisk. Where's my nobilisk? Why didn't I have this ready for that? Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Rainbow-colored.
Was the brainchild of that dude who died 6 months ago, so who cares? He devised the big thing as an interpretation of the iconic Pulcinella character who originated in the all these fucking Italian words.
Balls.
A former
Neapolitan puppet show. Pulcinella.
You know better. You're from fucking Brooklyn, so you pronounce this shit.
Oh, listen, I'm not Italian. I just make a good cannoli shell. All right, I've dated enough.
You all sound the same. Standing alongside the massive member are two giant hearts pierced by Cupid's arrow, which can be illuminated from within. So that's about all you need to know. It looks like a giant fucking donk, for sure. And it's in public, and that's okay, because we are progressive. Let's listen to this video here. Let's see what they have to say. Oh, there's no actual words. It just shows the
It's penis. Like a bunch of people, yeah. I mean, I guess it could be... I don't know, why did they put the white thing on top? Like, that looks like a really fucked up penis head. Like, it looks inverted. What the, why, that looks sick.
Yeah, it looks strange. It's very straight, too. Does everybody have that straight of a penis?
Not
it's
that
like straight
seen.
Up and down.
It looks like they all came out to pray with it.
Yeah, but like, also the ending of that material kind of looks like the beginning of like a vagina, like the pussy lips, like a labia.
It's just weird. Like the whole problem I have with modern art is modern art. Like that's my whole problem.
If we're gonna have genitalia art, can we just make it like vaginas, pussies? Because they're so much prettier than dicks. Like please. Like
I don't know. Some people say they look like the predator when he opens his mouth. So.
I mean, listen. If you got B flaps, I guess it does.
Beef
I'm
flaps.
Sorry. I'm
Someone
Very
should make that.
If you got,
I want to see
got an Arby's sandwich for a
oh
vagina.
My God.
Sorry, I'm
yes.
so inappropriate.
I want to see that.
You're in great company.
Oh, yeah, don't worry.
No.
There's nothing you can say wrong here, and nowhere is.
All right, what's this next one? So this is we always have Guinness World Record news because most of them are so stupid, and it's just people trying to get famous, and we're propagating that by covering it, but this. Is a speed eater. You know the types, the ones that shovel fucking hot dogs down their throats like seven at a time. It's disgusting and weird. This
oh,
guy,
man,
though,
I
can.
Seven.
Ooh, oh. This guy I can actually get behind. This speed eater downs 2 pounds and 7 ounces of hot sauce in 3 minutes. And from the looks of it, it is all sriracha. So Mike Jack broke a Guinness World Record by eating 2 pounds and 7 ounces of hot sauce in 3 minutes. That
That's
I mean,
so
okay.
Much
so
hot
to
sauce
be fair,
pounds.
Sriracha is not. If you eat hot stuff,
I was gonna say, not that hot. Considered hot sauce? Like, is sriracha considered a hot sauce? Like I put that on my eggs and shit.
To the whitest of people.
Yeah, but that amount of vinegar though in your body.
No, that is, it's acidic. It's very acidic. I'm gonna say the vinegar and like the peppers and like all.
Yeah.
She's right. The
can't be great.
No, that'll
no, it's
you up.
It's gonna wreak.
I'm not
havoc.
Saying it'll burn your mouth necessarily, no, but it's gonna feel weird in your body.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably
that much
do
vinegar.
That.
Does he go
but
into
I would
does he go into what happened to him after he did this?
So that, what I want to know is, did they check on him 24 hours later? I don't know.
That's what they should.
Right. Just make sure he's alive and his asshole is intact. So
he's like clutching onto the toilet or something like.
Yeah, it's like Dumb and Dumber style. He's just like, oh god. Mike Jack, who holds multiple Guinness World Record titles for speed eating and drinking, broke the record for the most hot sauce eaten in 3 minutes on the same day that he broke the record for the fastest time to drink a Capri Sun with a paper straw. Wow, what a guy. I kind of want to meet this guy. Get him on the show.
Do they give Capri Suns with paper straws now? Wait, I'm sorry to like interrupt, but like, do they give, are they not plastic straws anymore?
In California, I think they're trying to move away from it.
So this was in London.
They still have them.
Apparently, they're adopting California policies, and they're like, you know what? You should have paper
straws
there
for
the environment.
Well, New York tried to do that shit for a while, and then like a lot of people quit on that unless they're like super gay.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's California, so.
Okay. Never mind. Didn't mean to interrupt. Go ahead.
Yeah. So he used a spoon to eat all 2 pounds and 7 ounces of sriracha in the allotted time. So he's going for it. So he says, a lot of people say your butt must burn a lot after you did that challenge. I've actually never experienced burn butt before. It's a genetic mutation. It's my superpower, I guess. He's full of shit. If you're eating, I mean, maybe with sriracha you wouldn't feel it, but if you're eating ghost peppers or something, when you poop, you're definitely going to feel that.
Maybe his ass is calloused. Maybe he can't feel it.
He's got a callus.
Yeah.
All right, there's a video for this one too.
I'm Ben Hooper, and this is your UPI All News Minute for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. The on-field drama at the Denver Broncos-Las Vegas Raiders game was briefly eclipsed by the action in the stands when a raccoon caused chaos in the crowd.
This is not the right
the
video.
The fuck? That's
the
a
right
raccoon
video,
causes
I
chaos.
Raccoon. I love raccoons.
No, I have,
so
I have another story for raccoons, though. But that was supposed to be... What the fuck?
I guess there's no video. No big deal. Asshole. We can all imagine what it looked like for him to shovel hot sauce into his mouth with a spoon.
Isn't it cheating? Are they all doing it with a spoon? Or is he the one using a spoon?
I don't know. With this Guinness World Record shit, I don't know if they called him out just to do that one. Because I heard it's like
$2,000. Like the hot dog eating contest in Coney Island every year with like Nathan's hot dogs. People were pissed because someone was like eating vegan hot dogs or some shit. But like, you can't like, you just have to eat them. Like you can dip them in water, but like you can't cut them up. You just got to like shove them down your gullet. So what are the rules for this?
Those skinny Asian dudes that just like gullet hot dog
after
hot dog.
Oh my God. The Japanese guys always take it, I feel like.
I agree with any word in the chat. Any word in the chat says raccoon causes chaos at the Broncos game could be interesting. Can we watch it?
Okay.
Yes. Can we?
Oh, fuck. I gotta look it back up.
What? You?
Oh,
I love animals like in sports games. I love it when an animal interrupts any type of sports game.
Well, we do have a raccoon story in a couple. Yep. In like two stories, we got a raccoon story. So we can fulfill your raccoon fantasies, any word. It's fine. This one's from California. I know we rag on Florida a lot, but we're leaving him alone for this week because of the hurricanes. Prayers to your family and whatever dude
nah,
is very mad about
dumb
that.
To live there. They're fucking dumb to live there. No prayers. These people are fucking stupid. My friends and family, they know what happens every year. They choose to live there. Let Florida fucking melt or like float away into the ocean.
No, they love it though. They're like, oh, it's a hurricane.
Yes.
We just love it.
They're
year.
Like, no, it's fine. It's fine. Or the house and flooded 3 feet. We're okay.
Hey, we have to deal with wildfires and flooding over here, and we still live here. So pick
Listen,
your poison.
I got to deal with drug addicts and migrants trying to stab ass and like NYPD.
That's because you live in a place where people are stacked on top of each other like sardines. People aren't supposed to live like that.
No, that is 100% true. I'm on the bottom of like a building where we're
of a sardine can. Yeah.
No, every apartment it has more than the allowed maximum occupancy except for like mine.
So they're not following fire code for sure.
No. Oh, no, absolutely not.
No. Well, good for them. That's Brooklyn.
New York.
Yeah, for sure. Anyway, what do we have up next? We have Magic Mind. We've talked about it before. You know it. You love it. And we'll be sending out that free package that we promised to our listener as soon as he emails us his address. But anyway, you know it. You've heard about it. It's Magic Mind. It's the first mental performance shot, and it is probably the best because I've never tried any other ones, and I love this stuff. Oh, getting my new box in soon, too, I believe. But yeah, it's got cordyceps, lion's mane, ashwagandha. It's got all these great, look on their page for the sourced ingredients because they're way better than you're going to get in anything at the store. That's for goddamn sure. And if I had to pick my favorite ingredients out of it, it's probably lion's mane and the ashwagandha because they kind of balance each other out really well. The lion's mane gives you that, you know, sustained focus and energy, and the ashwagandha balances that out to keep anxiety down. It's really a quite the potent blend of ingredients. But this month, I think till the end of this month, it's LEGITBATPOD. I did it. 40. And that's the promo code you're going to use when you go to magicmind.com/legitbatpod40. Again, LEGITBATPOD40. I'm getting really good at that. And I think till the end of this month, I believe. Stacy, you can, you know, get at me if I'm wrong on that, but we'll be running that for 40% off your subscription and your first order. So you can save a ton on that. And just thanks to Magic Mind. Always great working with you guys. We love it. So I don't think this one has a video, but I just thought it was funny because this is something that would happen in California, which people would not think would happen in California.
What part of California? Because I don't know California very well.
Gotta be, let's see, in Livingston. Yep, Northern California. So
okay.
It's,
we have a Livingston in New Jersey.
Everything north of like Fresno is agricultural, and that's like half of California. And people don't know that. They just think that when they look at California, it's all a beach in LA. Not true. We are mountains. We are snowboarding. We are lakes and rivers and everything else.
I know you guys have like the nice redwoods and like pot farms and like the Humboldt Triangle where people get killed.
Yeah, that's Murder Mountain. We don't go there.
Okay.
But
that's all.
So
I know.
It is funny because there's every fucking semi on the road up here is carrying some kind of produce for the most part. It's like garlic, onions, fucking tomatoes, like everything, oranges. So it's just funny that this made the news that a crash on a California highway caused an hours long. Are you ready for it? Traffic jam. I gotta do the buzzer. When one of the vehicles lost its load of sweet potatoes into the roadway.
Lost its load, man. I'm sure you've done that. We've all lost our load.
Onto the roadway. Yeah, every other day at least. The CHP's Merced post said on social media that traffic on southbound 99 in Livingston, and we have 99 up here actually, was brought to a standstill when a crash involving a truck caused a vehicle to drop hundreds of sweet potatoes onto the roadway. Travelers were advised to find alternate routes and boring fucking shit that... Oh my God. Right, so that's the end of that story, but any word, I just found the same video I was going to play earlier.
Oh, the raccoon!
Yeah, if you want to watch this raccoon cause chaos at Broncos game, let's fucking go.
Yay, raccoon!
I'm Ben Hooper, and this is your UPI All-News Minute for Tuesday, October 8th, 2024. The on-field drama at the Denver Broncos-Las Vegas Raiders game was briefly eclipsed by the action in the stands when a raccoon caused chaos in the crowd. The scene unfolded in Section 31 of Empower Field during Sunday's game when the raccoon emerged and ran through the crowd of cheering fans. Photos and videos captured by fans show the raccoon dodging capture attempts and at one point being grabbed by a fan who used his bare hands to detain the animal, which was then placed in a garbage can, making him an actual trash panda. Another video shows police attempting to transfer the raccoon from the bin to a cage, but the furry football fan managed to break free of its captors to once again run loose inside the stadium.
So this guy couldn't have a worse fucking news broadcaster voice, like, shut up.
I was gonna say, the voice is so bad, so bad.
I think the rest of that video,
like very Jewish, like nasally, you need like surgery voice to be honest.
Oh well, my shekels.
You know, it's like the rest of that. To escape.
It sounded like a New Yorker. Got it. So the rest of that video is literally like an ad for something. So I'm glad I cut it off there because fuck you.
No, I love that raccoon was not able to be catched because the rule in my house is if I can catch it, I could keep it. And I've been trying to catch like squirrels and possums. And I would love to domesticate a raccoon because I follow all those TikToks and they are the cutest little things ever with their little hands and stuff. And good
for that
raccoon.
I would love to have a raccoon.
Fuck 12. Go escape the police state. Good for you. Good for you, raccoon.
They're doing their part.
They are.
No, I would love to have a raccoon as long as I got it from a baby and it had its, you know, anti-rabies or whatever, because they're gross. Well,
possums don't carry rabies, so possums are their body temperature is too low to carry
just
rabies.
Just worms.
I don't know, but I love them because they hiss and they look like me, and I love them. But right. That man should never narrate a video ever again in his life.
No, it's terrible. He's got it's either an AI voice or he just really sucks and should shut up for the rest of time. So in more Guinness World Record news, and there is a video for this too, we'll see how great it is. A Las Vegas man spent nearly 23 hours going up and down the stairs in his home to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest time to ascend and descend the height of Mount Everest on stairs.
So who is gay?
Sean Greasley. Oh, so.
You are gay.
Had to climb and descend a distance of 29,031 feet and 5.5 inches on the stairs in his home to match the height of the world's tallest mountain. He live streamed his attempt on YouTube, finishing 22 hours later, 57 minutes and 2 seconds. He says, quote, "I decided to break this record because nobody has done this before, not even from sea level anyway. I wanted to raise money for suicide prevention, so I figured I would combine these two goals into one major goal. We were nearing the end of COVID-19, and I was wearing a mask and was having a lot of mental problems and issues, which is why this charity is very close to my heart."
Boner.
Yeah, so obviously this guy's out of his goddamn mind. If you couldn't
Anyone,
tell.
Like, who thinks you could prevent suicide with bullshit like this, as someone who has tried to do it,
dude,
and
that
recently had to get her wrist sewn up a few months ago. No walk, no dumbass fucking campaign, no advocates or like these white saints. No one is going, none of these like fucking virtues. You're not, suicide prevention is the dumbest shit ever. I'm sorry.
No, I've had this problem for a long time. Like, even like breast cancer awareness, they raise all this money for breast cancer awareness. It's like, we're all aware of it by now.
We know what exists.
Instead of awareness, why don't you put it into fixing it?
Guess what? Suicide prevention? You taking a walk or raising a bunch of money for a charity does not prevent people from committing suicide, believe it or not. Believe it or not, you're doing
nothing. No, but it is a great virtue signaling, and it gets them views and 100%. Clicks and everything. So
just like with cancer awareness, breast, or people want to talk about like sexual assault or like awareness of anything. It's like, yeah, we know this exists.
We're aware.
For that,
yeah. We're great. Let's see what this video. Let's see this knob. Is he wearing a mask the whole time he tries to climb? Let's see.
He should be.
All right, I'm gonna mute it there. It's just his, like, time lapse of him going up and down the stairs. But hey, he's helping suicide prevention.
He did that for a whole day. I would just never climb those stairs ever again.
Dude, my legs would be dead after five minutes.
I have a panic attack. No, I do this when I have a panic attack and I have anxiety. So this
for
is
23 hours though?
Yeah, could you do it for 23 hours though?
No. Okay.
He didn't sleep or eat or do anything. Like, did he take any breaks? I want to know that.
All right, well, you're just a loser. Like, I'm sorry, I won't sleep or eat for like 23 hours. I'm not walking up and down stairs though.
No, but
that's what, like, he did.
I'm gonna sit in my cave of self-loathing.
That is a complete waste of time right there.
No, but he got a bunch of clicks. Let's it doesn't show how
I guess
many
he probably
he had,
lost
but
a bunch of weight. He probably lost like,
well,
a,
and he won did, he won money probably. I think,
no,
they
he had to
you
pay money.
Money
for the Guinness World Record shit.
Oh, you don't get any awards, just
no.
Your name in the book.
No,
oh.
It's just your
Wait,
name
no. oh,
on
you
upi.com.
Like, you don't get like sponsorships or like something that like you don't get. I thought you get money.
You could, I bet, but this guy doesn't strike me as the type who's savvy enough to do that. He's just like, nobody knows who I am. You know what I'll do? Go up and down my stairs for fucking 24 hours.
Well, 23
hours.
Firefight, firefighters in New York, in New York City, do it on 9/11. They like literally walk on stairs in all their gear, or they'll walk through the tunnels.
That's because they're saving lives. They need to be in shape.
Well, no, they are they're honoring the like firefighters of 9/11, which we all know what 9/11 was, but we still respect the first responders that were duped into doing that and shit. But
right.
So again, this guy is nothing special to me. But anyway,
He did it though. You got to give it to him. He did it. Good for you.
I'll give him the credit.
Congratulations. Yes. Good for you, dude. You walked up and down your stairs on camera. That's great. I couldn't do it.
Like, I probably could honest,
I couldn't fucking do it. My I'd go up and down three wall. Times and get bored and be like, I'd rather just not do this.
I need my inhaler like every three flights of stairs. Like my asthma, my lungs, like my smokers cough and my breathing. No, I couldn't do it.
Oh, we definitely need the inhaler. Maybe the nebulizer like three flights in. All right, here back. Okay, any word? Are you listening? Are you there? Hello. Hello. Are you there?
Pass.
The Washington State woman calls 911 after being hounded by up to, but not exceeding, 100 raccoons.
Sounds like so a Karen.
These fuckers travel in packs, I think. And this one does have a video. I'll play the video first this time and see if it's dog shit.
So 35 years ago, you first started feeding some raccoons. And then when all of a sudden did it explode like this?
6 weeks ago.
Well, she fed them. That's her own fault.
So 35 years ago, you first started.
That was the entirety of the video? Really? Okay. Well, I guess I'll read. Sheriff's deputies in Washington's Kitsap County frequently get calls about animals, loose livestock, problem dogs, but the 911 call they received recently from a woman being hounded by dozens of raccoons swarming her home near Poulsbo stood out. The woman reported having to flee her property after 50 to 100, okay, now it's 50 or 100, raccoons descended upon it and were acting aggressively. A spokesperson for the sheriff's office said she told deputies she started feeding a family of raccoons decades ago. Okay, well, what do you
want?
There
you go. That
sounds like it's your problem.
And it was fine. For decades, it was fine until about 6 weeks earlier when the numbers showing up went from a handful to around 100.
Well, immigration was fine decades ago in America. Now, let's look at immigration now.
That's anyway, a great parallel. A couple came across, they loved it, and then every one of their relatives just came across too.
And now we're like, run by food. Venezuelan gangs. Now every city's major city in America is run by Venezuelan gangs. But well, that's another conversation for another time.
Well, she actually says they saw this as a food source now. No shit. So they kept coming back to it and they kept expecting food. Weird how that
who,
works.
I wonder who did that. I wonder who taught them that. I wonder.
She did. What do you want to bet this bitch has blue hair and is going to vote
and she's
for
fat.
Harris?
And she's like, what, 300 pounds?
Okay, like so there is no picture of her, which means she is, in my opinion.
No, if you're ugly, you don't show your face on the internet. I've learned that. Like, if
no,
you're
some
not...
of them do. Some of them do.
Oh. Those polyamory fucking Instagrams with those ugly ass people talking about polyamory. Every polyamory like pod or couple I've seen, they smell from like a mile away.
Oh, and, like, yeah, it's ripe.
It's different when you have like an open marriage or an open relationship. That's so much different than like a polyamory shit. Like, I'm not lumping those things in together.
They're just desperate. That's what I call that.
Mm-hmm. It's like desperate, and they need roommates. They need someone to pay their rent.
So, all right, next story. New Zealand ship didn't sink. Okay, this is the headline, all right? Just bear that in mind. The headline says, from the AP, it didn't say that, but it said New Zealand ship didn't sink because its captain was a woman, the appalled defense minister said.
Bullshit.
You want to try that again?
No.
Minister?
I was like mid-burp when I tried to read that, sorry. So this is out of New Zealand, okay, and as we know, New Zealand is at the forefront of progressive propaganda.
It's a fake country. Isn't there like a fake country or something?
It probably doesn't even exist. It's just part of Australia, and they call it New Zealand. And they call it
Honestly,
Kiwis.
I'm skeptical if Australia exists or not, to be honest. I'm a little
Tim
skeptical.
Tim can help us out with that.
So
please, Tim, help us out.
The reason I picked this one is because there was a couple memes going around about like a lesbian woman who sunk a ship or something. And I'm like, whatever. But the fact that they came out with that headline and said, no, the New Zealand ship didn't sink because its captain was a woman.
There must have been a million headlines before that that were like, all right, women drivers. Yeah.
Before I read more, we'll play this video and see if it says anything more.
She's kind of round.
What is not tracking well is the deeply concerning, misogynistic narrative that reared its head before our people had even made it home to New Zealand.
Yes.
A court of inquiry has been stood up to establish what caused this terrible incident.
Boner.
The one thing that we already know did not cause it is the gender of the ship's captain. A woman with 30 years naval experience who on the night made the call to get her people to safety.
It is male.
Actually, I was shocked. Male. I thought, seriously, it was 2024. What the hell is going on here with people who are sitting there in their armchair?
Oh my God. She's so appalled. So the rest of the story is, it's basically that. Like, she's commenting on the fact that a ship sunk and they were blaming it because it was a woman. And that's funny. When you're on, okay, if you're on social media at all, you know it's funny to do misogynistic shit because the jokes. That's it. So we're not saying just, that's why it happened.
I was just going to say, she's probably, nobody really probably, I would say no one thought that. People probably made jokes about it.
Yeah.
And said, oh, no, it was a woman driving the ship. Obviously, that's why it sank. Ha, ha, ha. But I'm sure they didn't legitimately mean it. And she's just like, I heard a joke and I don't like it. Now I need to address it.
Yeah. And they felt the need to address it as in we need our jokes.
It's like that people think it's actually serious. Like that.
Right. We need our jokes explained to us, Prime Minister, or whatever the fuck you are. She's a woman. Who cares?
What if it's an Asian driver? How would we go about that? Like, I'm sorry. What is an Asian female? Like, I'm just saying. Like, what if
there's gonna be jokes? There's gonna be jokes.
Listen, I am a woman and I am a terrible driver and I will admit to that all the time. I don't think it's my gender. I just think it's because I'm stupid, to be honest. But no, she probably saw, like you said, she saw about a bunch of jokes, a meme or two, and she like freaked the fuck out. I don't think anyone is going to say that the woman, this is like such a fucking high like authority, like a high rank job. No one's going to say it's because of the person's gender. Like that's fucking, that's retarded. That's actually
not in seriousness. They're going to say it as a joke. And that's okay. That's fair. We're allowed to make jokes.
You are retarded. But if you see that it's a joke, yeah, of course. It's
no, it would be like a joke being like, oh, it's because they're black. And then a person coming out and being like, it was definitely not because they were black. It's like, no shit.
No,
it was
shit,
a joke.
Dude. Literally, no shit. No shit. I
You're
actually
just
don't
causing the divide more
right.
by acknowledging the fact that
100%
the captain was a woman and then addressing it to the nation.
One
like it's a
bad.
Huge deal.
The side making fun of it, that side bad. We're right. One side bad. We're the good
yeah,
side.
Yeah, whatever happened to just letting people make fun of it and just saying, you know what, that doesn't
no,
matter.
Because
that's what
woke.
My parents used to say in the 80s. Oh, who cares what people say? Those people are fucking stupid. Like, don't even listen to them. That's what then they went about their day and talked about shit that mattered.
Like clearly.
I never had that. I never had that growing up. I never had that. So that's probably nice to hear. I have parents on both extreme of the spectrum, so that's nice.
Oh, and I misspoke. I'm sorry. This woman is definitely not the prime minister. She's just a defense minister.
Well, I was going to say, she's very rotund. She's very, like...
She's probably the health minister, too.
I was going to say, that's a little scary, to be honest, when you see that. I don't know.
All right, so the last one we got is the one that you sent me,
Oh, my God, this is great. So I don't know if anyone pretext. Do people know what's going on like in New York City with our mayor? He's like on federal charges. He's being indicted from taking like money from Turkey and stuff like that.
I'm
and
glad
everyone,
you're prefacing this because I didn't know what the fuck you
and
sent
every
me.
Single one of his staff members on the administration has been like searched by the feds and indicted by the feds. And even the deputy mayor that they're trying to get in is also being searched by the feds. Joke though, sidebar, Andrew Cuomo is going to start a mayoral campaign sources say, because he's at a bunch of fundraisers in Manhattan recently in private lunches. But yeah, so apparently in New York, we've crossed over into a Boondocks episode, I'm going to say, or like a Chappelle skit. This is where we live. This man is accused of taking like federal, like money, like donor money from like campaigns, like over $10 million, and like money from Turkey and other foreign countries, and lying to the feds. And look how he stepped. Just look at this recent press conference. Let's just watch it. Keep in mind Turkey. Let's keep that in mind.
All right. And to be fair, we're going to get a copyright warning on this one because they play a song. Oh, no. We do it almost every show now. It's been every show lately.
One without a song. I tried to look for one. They all had the same song.
No, I want to try to describe it for the audio listeners.
He gave Diddy a key to the city last year, and then he took it away recently.
Yeah.
Our mayor is like a clown. He's a meme. He like will travel around to like block parties and sports games pretending he's doing something.
Now, and he's also black. It has nothing to do with the story, but
it's
a fact.
He's also a former NYPD like chief and used to be fat and diabetic.
Never.
All right. So for the audio listeners, imagine this. You know all those press conference pictures where you see an American flag and a podium? This
Some
is
black
what's going
guy
on.
Talking.
Yeah. Obama or something. So they play this song as the New York mayor walks in. So just
recently,
picture this,
this
in your
recently.
Head.
After federal charges. He's feeling himself. He's loving it.
So, yes. I want you to first acknowledge the fact that this is the first time in history, 110 mayors later.
Why are you gay?
Sorry, look at the chicks behind him.
That was it. That was the whole video.
The girls behind him are like, they're talking to each other like, how do you fucking think this is going to go down? Do you see the looks on their faces?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God.
Yeah, they look horrified.
Taking foreign bribes from Turkey and you're going out wearing a fucking fez hat. First of all, he played Kendrick, so many rap, like old legend, like Biggie hip hop songs to walk out. And everyone's like, what the fuck are you doing? He went to the Breakfast Club, which is hosted by Charlamagne the God. He had a black female lawyer on there. He thought he got cooked about like a year ago. He thought it was going to be chilling, hanging out with people. This woman was cooking him on everything. And you could see him being like, what are we talking about? Like, he's a clown. I'm just going to say he's a clown. He's a meme. He's like a club promoter cosplaying as mayor. It's hilarious.
No, that seems like most like respected individuals in politics right now. They're just people playing parts. Netanyahu. Look into that if you want. That's a different different show.
Well,
but
that's how like small town politics, that's how it starts though. At the local level, you have to win over the people with your charisma and your ideas and then move on.
That's
up.
True. That is true. That's what Bloomberg tried to do. That's what Giuliani tried to do. That's what Gavin Newsom tried to do. What's it called? Like, what are...
Gavin Newsom's
no,
the
they're
worst.
All, they're all just, they're
he's
actors.
The
so
I was
that's
say,
the problem
I, don't
I
know.
Have.
He's on par with, like, our mayor. He wouldn't have the guts to steal from his campaign or, like, foreign, like, countries, would he?
No.
I feel like he's
He's on the left, so he's... he's Democrat. He would do it in a super sneaky way and then later come back and then smooth it over like it was totally fine and we did it for this reason and everyone
it.
Would
the
believe
24 hour
that's
news
how
cycle,
the left does things.
That's
I don't agree with the right either. The right just goes bleh, and they just say how they feel and they're honest about it. I appreciate their honesty, but I still don't agree with the things they do necessarily, but
no, that's
the left is so sneaky and gross about stuff.
100%. I prefer for you to tell me exactly how you feel or what your like intentions, like whatever it is. Like when it comes to politics, I don't agree with other like either side. Like when I'm talking to like a leftist or a liberal Democrat, they'll like lay into how bad like Trump is, and I'm like, oh, listen, I'm not on your side, bitch. Like I hate. And then I'll talk to like someone who's my mother. Who has literally ended my conversations being like, oh, I want to watch the Trump rally. Bye. I'll call you later. And I'm like, you complain I don't call enough, but then Trump is giving a rally. Yeah, fuck me, right? Your only child.
I like China.
Again, I do not care what you have to say. You're, again, wrong. Both of you are wrong. Exactly.
No, yeah. It's stupid. Like, I can't even, I just make fun of both sides now. And we just,
no, I just thought that was funny. If people get the context, if people, like, I don't know, most people, I guess I keep up with, like, my local politics in NYC. I don't vote on any level. It's just funny because he's accused of taking, like, money from Turkish governments and, like, going to, like, these first class flights.
He comes out with a fez on his head, like, hey.
That was a weird move, the fez.
He always comes out, like, dancing to, like, a weird rap song, too. And, like you said, the girls behind him, always his aides are like, what the fuck is this man doing?
They look horrified, yeah.
They're paid, like, $15 an hour to stand there and be like, just do this.
Why am I included in this?
Like, it reminds me of, do you remember in elementary school? I don't know if you guys ever had this happen. Maybe some of our listeners will know this, but I went to school, I was born in the 80s, and people would come to our school to try to tell us about climate change or recycling or whatever we had to do as little kids. And I will never forget ever when I was in, I think, fourth grade, this group came up and they were old. They were probably 25 in real life, but I was like 9. So I thought they were like old as fuck. And they came up and they did this recycle rap. And it was the most cringy, awkward thing I've ever heard. But I remember all of the words because I hated it. I was like, this is the worst thing I've ever seen.
It was mostly this.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
It was just like that. They were, their dances sucked. Their raps sucked. It was so cringy and awful.
Faggots.
But they were trying to be cool and, like, relate to the kids. But we were like, that's not working, man. And that seems like what this guy's trying to do. He's like, yeah,
check me out.
So
the cool thing about our generation, I would say, that I can observe right now is that we're aware of our limitations with the younger generation. And we're like, we're not going to try to be like Lil Wayne or whatever is popular right now.
Millennials are now, like, learning. I guess you guys are elder millennials, I would say, right? I don't mean that.
Thank you.
I don't mean that.
I'm Gen X.
We are elder millennials. No, you're not. Yes.
Yeah.
You're not the same gen as my dad. No, my dad is like early Gen X. You are not the same generation as him.
Okay.
No, do you want to trade birth dates here?
I can be a millennial then.
No, you look much prettier than, like, the prettier than the rest of them.
Than your dad? Obviously. Fuck.
Listen, my dad's a good looking guy, I've been told. All right.
Well, there's different ideas of where these dates cross, like Gen X, millennial, like where it starts and ends. No, so who knows?
Maybe I remember not being, like, given, like, that. When you say a rap, that sounds like a South Park episode to me, to be honest. Like, to me, I don't get that, being, like, born 96. But we were, shown, like, Al Gore's, like, Inconvenient Truth so many times and hammered into us, like, the fear of it. And now living in 2024, I'm like, none of this is underwater. Like, this was all
yeah,
like, this
we're
is
still here.
Like,
it was supposed to be.
Like, I'm like, I was shown it, like, in the Natural History Museum, like, on that fucking, like, in the planetarium where they, like, do, like, a 3D IMAX to scare you even more. And as a kid, I'm like, oh yeah, this is terrible, it's scary. And then I realized, I'm like, oh no, this doesn't matter. This is a lie. This is.
No, and if you look at the pictures, like the actual pictures of not just the Statue of Liberty, but other, like, islands and things like that, if you look at it from 100 years ago and now, it's the same fucking level. Yes, it does vary a little bit because weather.
Okay.
But as far as, like, general.
Okay, yes, an inch or two makes sense. You know what? I'm going to give that. Like, a few inches, yeah, for sure. But you're going to tell me, like, part of lower Manhattan, like Manhattan and Brooklyn's gonna be underwater. Bitch, I live by the river. Like, I see it flood and then it goes back in. Or whatever.
Oh, like, yeah.
It might be someday. It's just not gonna happen in the time. I think they're trying to.
Can you recite the rap, though, that they told you? Do you remember it or no? Do you remember?
I do remember it. I remember
it. Goes like this.
Jesus Christ is my nigga.
I'm not going to do it. It was so cringy.
Okay.
No, it was terrible. It's the recycle rap. I don't know. Maybe it's somewhere. Maybe you can find it on YouTube.
I'm sure you can. You can find almost everything on YouTube except the truth. Oh, boom. I just said that. Yeah.
Piss.
All right. Well, we're going to close up for tonight. That's the last of our stories. Thank you. But if you want to go donate to my dad's butt cancer, I would appreciate it very much. I'm sure he would too, even though he won't even know who you are or why you're donating. But it's for the feeling you get. It's the virtue signaling you get by sending.
Can you send me the link though? Can you send me the link? Yeah. Like the
and honestly, they will appreciate it. He's worked at the. I mean, come on. Your dad's worked at the same job for how long?
57
what
years.
Is he,
57
what does he work?
Years.
Where does he work?
He works at a paint store.
At a paint
He's
store.
He's blue collar as fuck.
Like what? Like a family owned like hardware
yes,
store.
Yes, a family owned paint store.
Like a mom and pop.
Oh my god, I went to one of those growing up in Rockaway, like on 116th Street, until like after Sandy, like a big company bought them out. Oh my god, I love that shit.
No, yeah, he's
so he's worked there the forever, best. And
he hasn't
Joe's
worked for a corporation, so I'll give
raised
him
all the kids growing up because he has four brothers and sisters, so there's five of them, and she didn't work, and he supported the family, and he's still working, and he's like.
This is back in the 90s when one person could support a family of fucking seven. Okay.
This is back in the 90s when men like had like felt that the need to support their families and support their partners and felt responsibility, you know.
But also things were affordable enough to do that.
That is true.
If one parent worked hard enough, it's very different now.
That is why my father says, that is why my father says him and my mother came to America in the early 90s because they thought they would be giving me a better life. And now he talks to me how my generation, especially my little brother's generation, were all fucked because it was affordable when they came here. And now it's not.
Now it's fucked.
Well, yeah.
Now it's fucked. Yeah. So 100%.
It was a trick.
No, and I don't want to say 100%. Democrats, but, you know.
What up, retarded faggots?
Just people in power in general. It doesn't matter what side you're on. People in power. They fuck everyone over. It just looks a little bit different.
No, and they try to make it look different so that you vote for somebody else. And you, hey, this is a different show. This is Planet Retard.
We're retarded.
You
we
at best
vote.
Unfuck yourself.
Yeah, unfuck yourself before you get out of here. Is there anything you want to plug, Barbs, before you get out of here?
I did a podcast last night. It's like Mike Walrus or some shit. Like Bobby from former Compound Media promotes it. I did Abs and Assist Pack 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to do one more episode next week. Diddy Part 2.
Nice.
I want to promote.
You know what's funny is I saw you in the chat and the one I did with Cretchen.
I got excited.
I thought it was an old lady. It said Barbara Maria, and I was like, who the fuck is this?
So I say Maria is my middle name, but my parents were Polish and they're fucking stupid. And when they named me Barbara Maria as both my first names. And I always say Maria is my middle name, but if you look at my passport or birth certificate or
it's actually Barbara Maria.
It's Barbara Maria. It's like I have like the most stereotypical old like European bitch names. Like
the only worse it could get is if it was like Phyllis Alice or something.
No, like Barbara Esther Phyllis.
Esther Naomi fucking
like,
the third.
Like Lipschitz, Wilkowitz.
All the names
like,
of our chickens combined.
Oh, I know you guys have chickens.
Yeah, we have chickens and we name them all old lady names. So we could just combine
the next chicken we get, we're naming Barbara Marie.
Good, please. I cannot wait to be a 60-year-old woman living like on the Upper East, Upper West Side in my apartment, being like, I've lived here for 30 years. And instead of smoking cigarettes, I'll smoke joints and be like, my ex-husband was a tattoo artist and then he died.
I love that you said my ex. You're like, my husband. No, yeah, I'm in New York. My ex-husband.
She's still smoking Newports, just like,
I'm from the East Coast. She knows exactly. That's exactly how the mentality is.
So I do have to let you know.
I
don't know if we've told you this before, but to me as a Californian, you have the stereotypical New York, Brooklyn accent that I just can't do.
I grew up in Brooklyn till I was 7, and then I grew up in Queens. I will never try to change it. People have told me it sounds obnoxious. I probably lose out on a lot of shit because of it. Because I do sound. I'm sorry you don't like it. I don't care.
No, I love it. It sounds like my family because my entire family is from Boston, and it's a different accent, but it's similar enough.
Boston and Philly are the two other cities where New York people. I'm not gonna say we get along, but they can rival us. Like
Absolutely.
It's like kind of similar. Like. Hardcore people, we like our shit. Get the fuck out of our face. We're gonna
exactly
be
yes,
yeah.
That's
I love
a different.
That.
It's a different culture. Before
and growing
you go,
up
though,
in the like, cold, like the Northeast, it hardens you. So 100%.
It does. Yeah,
say in your 100%. Best, like your version of New York, Brooklyn, New Jersey accent. Say balls.
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 Say it again.
I like I like the meatballs.
Balls.
I want your balls.
Balls.
That sounds like the comedian.
No, it's supposed to be balls. Balls.
Balls.
So, the best thing when I was younger, especially at auditions, because my mom, I was like a child actress or a child model years ago, almost got on Nickelodeon. I live in New York and I walk my dog and I talk and I walk to get my coffee and I drink water.
So you're aware of it. As long as you're aware of it.
No,
okay.
I know 100% it comes out. And sometimes when I am aware of it around certain people, I 100% try to mask it or fix it. But if I'm going to be on a podcast, to be on, I'm sorry. I'm in the comfort of my own bedroom, my own home. I'm not going to.
Do you say, do you say in OR as AR, like horrible in Florida? Like the hurricanes in Florida are horrible.
Florida, orange, Mira, draw.
An orange. Did you say orange?
Orange is the color. Orange is the fruit.
Okay, you how would you say?
Thank you so much, because Joe gets, he's like, oh, would you say? Because I'll be like, oh,
no,
it's orange. Florida. I say Florida. I still say Florida.
It's O-R. It's orange.
It's too much work to say Florida.
Okay, so how do you say like draw or like mirror?
Drawer. Mirror. Right. It's how newscasters say shit. So if you watch the local news, even I noticed this in Boston, actually, we were watching the local Boston news and they didn't have that accent, and they're people from Boston. I'm like, there's a reason they don't talk like that.
They do a little bit.
And bring them news.
I'm gonna get shit for this on emails.
I am going back to school, which I was forced to, but it helps me out because I don't have to work while I go back to school. So that's nice. Perks of having a rich father that lives in New Jersey. Shout out to that.
And while you have endless surgery after surgery for getting hit by a fucking bus.
I need 2 more surgeries. I got to get fucking drilled into my hip and stuff like that.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Oh, I need bone marrow, like bone taken out of my hip. Like I'm donating it to leukemia patients, but they're going to put it right back into my arm. I just want to have a kid and abort it to get the stem cells from it. But no one's agreeing to that shit. Not even my No one's agreeing to that shit. I live 2 subway stops away from Planned Parenthood. They'll suck that sucker out within 2 minutes. It's like a walking clinic. Come on.
And then you're like, can I keep it though?
It's mine. Like, to be fair, it was partly mine. So shout out Timmy in Australia. He said, I would do everything I can to not sound like a newscaster. And to be fair, dude, I get it, but you're also from Australia.
Have you ever seen, so there's an awesome video of, he's a black guy who's a newscaster and he's like, today and blah blah blah, like whatever he is, and then this bug like flies in his face and he's like, get that shit out of here. And he just freaks out
that.
Like, whoa, I didn't go.
That's
there
such a natural
he just,
reaction I love
but
that.
Just everyone who's on the news has to sound like, hey, today, even women, it doesn't matter what color your skin is or what your ethnic background is, they want you to all sound the same.
You also have to have a certain haircut and like do a certain face when you do it. You're like,
I am going to say the women that have been reporting on the hurricanes, their makeup has been intact, which that's amazing. What are you using? Who is doing
your
makeup?
They probably tattooed it on them beforehand.
It's probably shellac. They're using a clear coat to like freeze it onto their face.
I was going
to
say, if he's like hairspray or like a clear coat.
You could, bitches would know more about that than me.
I've never hairsprayed my face to keep the makeup on.
Me either.
I'm embarrassed.
You have?
No. Fuck. I'm going to finish off.
I just don't care that much.
I'm going to say one more thing.
I'm old and married. I'm like, I gave up.
You're not old. You might be married, but you married way below your league. You're not old.
You don't have to keep saying that. It offends me.
Joe's a lot younger than me.
Listen, Joe, you're a nice guy, but... Listen, men, y'all don't have the best reputation, all right?
I'll give you that.
Joe's a great guy. I moved 2,000 miles away, and I met him on a video game. I mean,
when I say one of the good ones, I know they exist. My stepdad, my dad has stepped up. Like, my man, there is good ones that exist, and I don't say that. Like, they are.
My dad is good. Go to GoFundMe.com.
100%.
Your dad is good.
I'm going to interject with one thing, and then I'm going to go say news broadcasters. Mm-hmm. I said I'm going to go back to school. I want to do meteorology because my autistic self still, I track the hurricanes and tornadoes and all that shit. And I studied physics when I was younger, like in undergrad. So I will never be a weather woman who can broadcast because of my accent. You are 100% correct. I would have to fix the way I speak. I would have to do it from like a scientific standpoint, or I would have to correct the way I speak. Whether, even if I broadcast in New York, I could never do it.
So, okay, so you want to, though, right? That's what you want to do?
I would like to be, I guess Weather Girl is fun, but it's also like, it'd be cool to be like a little nerd in the field and like flying.
So how would you do it though? Can you do an impression of you doing the weather with a very different accent? Like be like, well, there's a low pressure storm.
Yeah, do it with a normal accent.
Can you do that?
There's a low cold front coming in causing winds to the east, and then there is a El Nino effect, warm waters in the Gulf Coast of Mexico on the west side of Florida, and you have cold front coming in and warm front
you
coming
said Florida.
In. No, it doesn't matter. She's doing a great job. No, you're killing it. I would hear Florida and be like, yeah, I know exactly what she means.
Florida.
If you don't know what she fucking means when she says Florida, get the fuck out of here.
I can't say it any other way, to be honest. I'm sorry. When I say I'm going to see my parents in Florida, I don't say Florida. I say Florida.
Yeah.
Same. Okay.
That's how
to each their own.
It's fine.
But you are right. That is something
you have to work on.
Hey,
that.
You killed it though. Yeah. You did a good job.
Thank you.
Could totally do this.
Otherwise,
I think
you were totally believable as a weather girl who's like, I don't know what this is, but there's some shit coming in or like a rain or whatever.
The thing is, I want to know what it is because I used to be like a nerd, like studying like engineering and all that shit when I was younger. So like, it would be fun to actually know the science part of it.
I get it.
The facts and shit, you know, science. You gotta learn the science.
Science, you know, science. Trust the science. Trust the science.
Well, thanks, Barb. It's been a long time. We've been wanting to do one of these for a while, and we finally got around to it. Thank you so much
for having me on.
Of course.
Thank you for coming. And I know it's late.
It is late where you are. Shit. Holy fuck.
I don't sleep a lot, so it's okay.
I believe that. Well, thanks, everybody. Thanks, everybody in the live chat and everybody on audio. If you want to be a part of the live stream, it's almost every Thursday. You can come on for free on YouTube. You can do that yourself. You just have to click there. By yourself. Anyway, donate to my dad's ass cancer. We love you. See you later.
Do it.
See you next time.
Bye. Send me the direct.
Thank you for listening to Legit Bad. Please address all content grievances to gofuckyourself@yourmom.com. See you next week.